States across this country are deciding who gets vaccinated next, and they're trying to move quickly while also trying to be fair. In California, the tension between equity and efficiency has led to a question. When do farm workers get their vaccinations? Here's April Demboski of KQED.
This summer, when many Americans went to work in their pajamas at their kitchen tables, Vicente Reyes went out to the grape fields in the Central Valley of California.
Other Americans have been able to shelter in place at home. We still keep working. Without our work, there wouldn't be any food.
California produce, meat, and dairy get shipped all over the country and the world. Two-thirds of the nation's fruits and nuts come from California. This is why Reyes believes agricultural workers should be next to get the coronavirus vaccine.
If there would be a shortage of food, then there would be more chaos.
Studies show food workers are at high risk of contracting the coronavirus and dying from it. Because of low wages, they often live in crowded conditions or drive to work sites in crowded trucks. 17% of California ag workers say they've never been to the doctor. Reyes says they can't afford it.
We just try to walk it out or try to find home remedies to get better.
State officials have waffled about who to prioritize next for a vaccine. Essential workers like these, farm workers, teachers, and emergency responders, or elderly people, 65 and up. For now, they decided not to decide. They prioritized them all. That's at least 12 million people. With limited vaccine supplies, it's falling to the state's 58 counties to make the final decisions on exactly who, when, and how. Like, how do you get vaccines that need to be stored at minus 94 degrees out to rural farm workers?
We know that once you take it out of the deep freeze, it's good for 5 days.
Kim Sarawitari is the director of public health for Riverside County. They're organizing mobile clinics.
So take a smaller amount, take it out to those farm working communities, administer everything we have, get more, and take it out and keep going until we get everybody covered.
But smaller counties with less money may find this daunting, even impractical. Dr. Eric Sergianko is the public health officer in Mariposa County, the home of Yosemite. To him, it doesn't make sense to vaccinate farm workers first because the current vaccines require 2 doses.
If it were just a single shot, I think we would be able to wrangle with logistics fairly easily. But seeing as we have to find that person either 21 days or 28 days later, that adds a layer of complexity.
Farm workers are mobile and often undocumented. They could be working or living in a different place 1 month later. Sergianko says the most effective strategy could be to wait.
Don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
Sergianko is weighing other concerns too. His county has just one hospital and no ICU.
If we have someone who's really sick who needs an ICU bed, they get flown or get an ambulance ride to a tertiary care facility either in Fresno or Modesto.
And hospitals there have been overwhelmed in the recent surge. To him, it makes sense to vaccinate elderly people first because they're the ones most likely to need critical care.
And the more people I keep out of the hospital, the better the people that are actually hospitalized will do.
Some other counties with large farm worker populations are taking a similar age-based approach. To the frustration of farm worker groups, they're pushing officials to develop a centralized, state-based strategy for vaccinating food workers. For NPR News, I'm April Demboski in Oakland.